All right, what's up, everyone? Welcome to episode 25 of the Samcast. I am Sam. And hopefully you all, I think everyone should be back now. You know, school's in full swing at this point. Everyone's kind of, you know, got those first weeks done. And if this is your first week, well, congrats, I think. I don't know. We'll see, but yeah, it's been fun. No, first week was pretty simple. I mean, basically just went to class and I worked, and that's basically it. But today I am going to be talking about the fun things I have to do for work. Because I'll tell you right now is that, you know, I'm starting shifts for work, coaching is still in full swing, and it's like, I wouldn't say it's stressing me out, but it's been a lot. A lot of it's been because of on my part too, but it's been crazy. So like I mentioned just previously, you know, had the work last week, you know, first week back, and pretty much every night there was something. And don't get me wrong, it was fun. It was all, you know, it was all good. But when you're working multiple nights in a row, you're getting back late, it's kind of, I don't want to say it's infuriating, because it's really not. Like, I enjoy what I do for work. It's just pretty hectic. And I guess before I move on, I'll say if I'm being quiet, it's because my voice is a little weird today. I'm not congested, but I can feel a little bit of stuff in my throat. But yeah. But really, you know, work, you know, trainings were fun. I got to meet new officials. I got to learn a lot about different sports. I got, you know, and now that I am the highest level of student employee with my department, you know, I get that nice added pay boost and whatnot. So all that's good, you know, overall not bad first week, you know. I mean, I was busy for the most part, but it's all good. Then comes to this week. I mean, the start of this week, I've worked Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, all because I've taken shifts or part of shifts for other people. Two people on Sunday and Monday, I took shifts because people sprained their ankles. For some reason, we had a lot of sprained ankles. I'm working a lot. Yesterday, of me releasing this, I think I was up from like 5 to like 12:30, and that was after only getting like 4 hours of sleep the night before, because I technically still have coaching obligations, even though the head coach told me I didn't have to go to our 6 a.m. practice schedule. I was like, yeah, I'll go, because, you know, if you're gonna be leading others, you gotta kind of show up in the first place. So that's what I did. So yeah, that's kind of been a good recap of my past week. So for kind of the meaty part of this episode, you know, the real meat. Yeah, I'm sorry, that was extremely creepy. I'm going to give you all life tips. And if I got really quiet there, it was because I heard the door open. But what I will say is that, one, I'm not qualified to give advice. Two, these are all things that I do sometimes, and sometimes I struggle to do, but they're things that I believe that even if you can do it a little bit, you may not always do it. You may not always feel comfortable doing it. But if you do it maybe occasionally, these are things that I think kind of help you grow in life. I kind of want to call this like Sam's life tips or whatever. Like, I think, you know, you know, with me doing this on the fly, I haven't had a whole lot of time to do like research or anything to prepare for this, you know, but these are just kind of the things that one off the top of my head, these are a few things that I really think that when it comes to living life and living life to its fullest, these are kind of the things I think about that you should try and do occasionally. So, number one is I think we should all throw ourselves into an uncomfortable position semi-regularly. What I mean by that is doing something that you probably normally wouldn't do, or trying to do something that you're not sure about, but you're thinking that it might be something you want to do. Now, I'm not always good with this, but there are a lot of times where I have done this. I have made myself uncomfortable. I've thrown myself into a situation that may not be the most secure for me. And then I just go out and do it. I would say a big thing to think about is obviously don't do anything that you're not comfortable. Like, don't do something that you 100% are not comfortable doing. But do something that, do little things. You know, maybe it's introducing yourself to someone that you don't know in class. Or maybe it's just, you know, throwing yourself out there in front of someone. Maybe answering a question in class. I struggle with that sometimes. But you have to do it. Something else is like applying for something you don't think is good for you. I recently applied for a trip through my school's department. I'm not going to tell you to where and what it was, but you know, you had to formally apply, which I'm like, okay, that's fine. No problem. But, I didn't get on the trip, which is cool with me. No hard feelings. I didn't know how it was going to turn out. It was one of those things where, you know, obviously if I had been selected for the trip, I probably would have gone and been very excited about it. But since I didn't get it, there's no hard feelings. They said like 50 people applied for this trip, which in reality, in comparison to my major as a whole, that's a very large chunk. So that's number one. Number two is don't be afraid to reach out to people. And what I mean that is like people you know. If you're going through something or if something is just bothering you, don't be afraid to talk to somebody about it. As I've mentioned, I'm not always good with this. I really struggle with telling people how I feel or what I'm going through. But when I have spoken about my feelings, when I have spoken about what I'm going through with someone I know very well, it kind of helps a lot. You know, I talk to my mother normally about once a week. Sometimes it's not quite once a week. And typically I just tell her about class things, weird things going on, work stuff. And that's kind of a good way for me to unleash. As I recently mentioned in my bad group project episode part two, if you haven't checked it out already, go listen to it. You know, I talked about how terrible that group project was and how miserable it was to work on. And I know that I probably didn't spin it quite as bad as it was for me, but it was really like, it was a horrible experience. And it wasn't even the worst I've heard of, but it, for me, it was just, awful. That was probably the one thing I talked to my mom the most last semester was, yeah, this group project sucks. My group mates are terrible overall. Not all of them. Some of them were good, as I mentioned, but for the most part, they were terrible and they didn't. And it was hard. It's hard to work with people and you don't necessarily want to micromanage. But I was, there was, it was getting to a point where I wanted to. And for people who are micromanagers, I kind of see why. Why sometimes, if they're like a control freak. But I don't want to get into that. That's derailing the topic in general. But yeah. If you heard click and I was clicking a pen, I do that when I get anxious or nervous. Or I guess, I don't know. Because I'm not really anxious or nervous right now. I'm just kind of speaking. Yeah. So, you know, reaching out to people, if you're struggling with something, there should always be someone you should talk to. Now, I know some of you all have significant others, and they're great people to talk to about things, and that's a toilet flush. But, you know, you should always find a way to talk to someone who isn't a significant other, because there are some things that while they would understand, I think there's some times where it's like, I mean, you're going to tell your significant other just about everything, but they can't be the only person you talk to about things. You know, you need like a close friend or family member or someone else who's, you know, I mean, and I hope that your significant other is open to talking about those things, but there's a lot of times where they don't always understand, and you're going to have to find someone who does understand. And that might be someone that you've known for a lot longer. So, yeah. So, and then I guess I'll do one more because of time. So, that's me clicking the pen again, if you can hear that. So I would say number three is be open to trying something new. And I guess this kind of goes along with throwing yourself in an uncomfortable situation. But there's a lot of times where you're probably going to be offered to do something that you've probably never done before, something you've maybe never thought you were going to do. And I'll admit, I've been pretty bad about this for some things. But there are definitely been some times where I've experienced something I've never done before, and it's really worked out in my favor. Last spring, I took a trip. I ended up paying $300 to go on a trip to, it was Cleveland and Pittsburgh for, with a part of a club that is related to sport and recreation management, and I got to visit. Me and a whole group of people got to visit multiple sports teams. We got to basically for like 5 days, we were in Pittsburgh and Cleveland. We split the time between the two. And we got to, as I mentioned, got to go visit sport teams. We got to go on site to many locations, got to see multiple awesome and historic facilities. And it was such a cool and unique experience that even though I paid $300 for it, and looking back, it was, even though I could have used that $300 now, it was $300 that I spent wisely, I think. You know, sometimes you can't always think about what your current state is. You have to think about what your past was. And at the time, and even now, that experience has really, I don't want to say it's changed my perspective on the sport industry, but it's been a really good example of trying something you weren't really sure about. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. It's expensive, but at this point, I have the money and I'll do it. And it has worked in my favor. It was really cool. So being open to trying new experiences, small or big, it's all, I don't want to say it's all the same, but it's very much like you should be open to those things because you never know when an experience is going to be life-changing. You know, I think stuff like some of the volunteer work I've done, coaching, I didn't think coaching would impact me the way it has, but since I started as a senior, when I did it as a senior in high school, I realized that, man, I really like this. I just wish I was better prepared. And then here I am about two and a half, just over 2 years later, and now I'm a nationally licensed soccer coach because I officially got my, the class officially ended. The coaching course I took finally this past week, they finally wrapped, finished grading everyone's, and they finally finished the class, and I finally have my U.S. soccer national D license for coaching. So that's exciting for me. You know, those experiences, if I hadn't had tried those, I may not be where I am today. I may be stuck trying to figure out what the heck I want to do with my life. Or maybe not. So yeah, I think I'm gonna leave it at that. I know that I probably sounded extremely drab, and I apologize for that, but I'll try to be more chippier next week or something like that. We'll see. But yeah. Thank you all for listening. And I'll catch you all next time on the Samcast.